Let's stay with politics now. And Michelle Grattan is Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation and professorial fellow at the University of Canberra. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Geraldine.
Michelle, do you have any remarks about Richard Marles' comments there, by the way, before we move on, in terms of the Labor Party clearly sort of positioning themselves to say that the government doesn't have a developed policy on China? It has statements, but it doesn't have a policy?
I think it is interesting what it's saying about China at the moment, because as you mentioned, Penny Wong is giving this major speech today about China policy, and it's a speech which distinguishes Labor pretty sharply, I think, from the government's policy, although she stresses they'd like a bipartisan policy, but also says we're in a new phase of relations with China, and it's a phase where we need to define the boundaries. For example, she uses the instance of research collaboration, that we shouldn't be ruling out all collaboration, but we should be using what controls we have to make sure that in sensitive areas our interests are protected.
Certainly her language was very blunt, or her language is going to be very blunt given what they've distributed, that she's going to say that that the Prime Minister is the best political tactician around Australia, but he delivers nothing of substance because that's not who he is. We haven't heard that type of language, I don't think, from Labor for a while, if ever.
She's sharpening it, yes.
Mm. Now, the Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has ordered the ACCC to investigate why the banks aren't passing on full interest rate cuts to their customers. I wonder if that's a good move politically for the government. You might like to develop the fact that we're going to actually hear how they intend to answer all of this.
Well, yes. Just on the substance, firstly, there's been, of course, the jawboning in the last few days, and that hasn't had an effect on the banks. The government's pressed the case strongly for a full pass on, but now they're taking action. It's another example of the government being willing to intervene with business where necessary. But what you're referring to is that the Prime Minister's office today has helpfully but inadvertently distributed to the press gallery their speaking notes, not just on this topic, but on everything else. There's a lot of homework here in these speaking notes. They're very extensive. But on this particular issue, it says the inquiry will ensure the pricing practices of the banks are better understood and made more transparent by this ACCC probe.
Yes, I have them in front of me. It is a great deal from the PM, Prime Minister.
A lot to get across.
There's a lot to get across. I'm quickly looking because I'm going to be speaking to Mr. Littleproud shortly, and I'm quickly reading
ahead. I'm sure he will have been up at the crack of dawn and across all these notes.
Now, the ICAC inquiry into donations to the Labor Party's is reverberating, with Labor announcing an internal inquiry into the scandal, really changing moves and structures that it would appear have operated for decades. Do you think that is going to help Labor in the long run?
I think it certainly had no option but to announce this inquiry. It's going to look at the New South Wales ALP head office, at the role of the General Secretary, that position. Of course, this inquiry has managed to discredit not one but two ALP General Secretaries in New South Wales, and the most recent one has been suspended, obviously not returning to that job. And so I think that for the party's credibility, it really needed to act quickly, and now it has done so, or quickly, you know, during this ICAC inquiry. Obviously, it should have acted some years ago.
Yes. All right, Michelle, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Geraldine.
Michelle Grattan, the Chief Political Correspondent for The Conversation.